From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Commerce Department says consumer spending is up for the second month in a row. Consumer spending accounts for about 70% of all economic activity in the U.S. NPR's Yuki Noguchi says the rise in spending was fueled in part by an increase in the personal incomes of Americans in August.
Consumer spending posted a 0.4% increase, the largest since the end of the year. Consumer spending is a closely watched number since most of the country's economic activity is driven by personal consumption. Still, with a high unemployment rate, demand for goods remains low, and therefore prices are not increasing quickly. Private wages increased slightly during August, but government workers lost wages as state and local payrolls furloughed their workers. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Another report out today shows manufacturing activity expanded in September. It was the 14th straight monthly gain, but the pace of growth was slower than in the previous month. President Obama is set to announce the departure of his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, in a ceremony at the White House at this hour. NPR's Mara Liasson says Emanuel steps down even as the administration ramps up efforts to help Democrats retain control of Congress.
Emanuel has made no secret of his lifelong ambition to be the mayor of Chicago, and he will be resigning his White House post to explore a bid for that office. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs explained why he deserves a high-status East Room send-off.
There is not an important thing that has happened in this administration that we've been able to accomplish for the American people that has not involved heavily his signature.
President Obama will announce that his senior advisor, Pete Rouse, will be the interim chief of staff. It's not expected that Mr. Obama will choose a permanent chief of staff until after the November elections. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Elena Kagan officially takes her seat as a justice on the U.S. Supreme Court today. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports Kagan has been on the job since being sworn in at a private ceremony last month. Today marks her public installation as a justice.
Prior to being escorted up to the bench, Kagan will sit in the chair used by Chief Justice John Marshall in the 19th century, and she'll take the judicial oath using her colleague Justice Stephen Breyer's Bible. Chief Justice John Roberts will administer the judicial oath of office. Kagan has actually been on the job since early August when she won Senate confirmation and was sworn in during a private ceremony at the court. Today's investiture is the formal and public ceremony with the president and the three retired Supreme Court justices all in attendance. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
BMW is recalling nearly 200,000 of its cars in the U.S. because they may develop leaks in their power braking systems. Cars affected come from the MW5, 6, and 7 series, produced between 2002 and 2010. Wall Street stock price is now mixed. The Dow is up 18 points, but the Nasdaq is down 5. This is NPR. More than two dozen tanker trucks carrying fuel for NATO troops in Afghanistan have been set ablaze by suspected militants in two separate attacks in Pakistan today. The attacks come after authorities in Pakistan blocked a key NATO supply route into Afghanistan in an apparent protest over a NATO airstrike that left three Pakistani soldiers dead. The Obama administration's envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan, Richard Holbrook, says he's confident the closure of the border crossing will be lifted soon. Pakistan's former president, Pervez Musharraf, is launching a new political party from his base in London. He's promising to leave his self-imposed exile and return to his homeland. Larry Miller reports that Musharraf argues that the military must take political control, and he warns the West against pulling troops out of Afghanistan.
General Musharraf says he'll return to Pakistan before the next election and that he's preparing the groundwork now. He says there's a sense of despondency spreading in Pakistan, describing the current government as dysfunctional. Military control, he insists, must be restored.
So who's the savior? The army can do it. Can anyone else do it? No, nobody else can do it.
Musharraf says the Taliban can be defeated, but warns of a failure of leadership in the U.S. and Europe. A premature withdrawal from Afghanistan, he says, will just mean going back into a worse situation in 10 to 15 years. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The heavy rains that have been swamping parts of the South and the Mid-Atlantic states are now drenching the Northeast. The severe weather causing travel delays in New York and knocking out power to tens of thousands of people across the region. The storm is being blamed for at least five deaths. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.